Ecco un Doppler, Daisy Bryant, D-A-Y-S-Y, Bryant, Bryant, seventy-year-old female, 11/9/42, date of birth 1/23/13, is proceeded with CHF is the diagnosis. 2D mold measurement, LVADD 48 millimeters, LVADS 38, IVSD 10 millimeters, LVPWD 10 millimeters, EF 57%, AOR 26 millimeters, LA 34 millimeters. This is technically a fair study. Left atrial chamber size and wall thickness are normal. LV ejection fraction is in the 55% range. I see mild distal interventricular septal hypokinesis. Left atrial, right atrial, and right ventricular chamber size and functions are normal. Aortic root. I'm sorry, there is a prosthetic aortic valve. Descending aorta shows normal size. There is also a prosthetic mitral valve. Period. Tricuspid and pulmonary valve and artery appears normal. IVC shows normal size. No pericardial effusion, intracardiac thrombus or vegetation. Next paragraph, color flow Doppler reveals peak velocity across aortic prosthetic valve at 2.3 to 2.4 meter per second, peak gradient 21 to 22 millimeters mercury, mean gradient 11 to 12 millimeters mercury, and the velocities are normal across mitral, tricuspid, and pulmonic valves. The mitral spectral envelope shows A wave slightly greater than E wave, no intercardiac shunts. Finding place in LV ejection fraction in the 55% range with mild distal septal hypokinesis. Number two, normal chamber dimensions and wall thickness. Number three, prosthetic mitral valve. Next, prosthetic aortic valve. Next, thoracic incompetence. Next, mild tricuspid regurgitation. Diastolic dysfunction. Next, no effusion or masses. Lastly, no ASD, VSD, or PFO.